Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity. Yes, it's been said to be in the house of the Lord one more time. We thank God for his goodness, his mercy extended unto us. I truly thank the Lord for Sister Blake standing in last Lord's Day for me while I got a little rest after the whirlwind of little Koa Belton coming into the world. And I just thank God. It was a lot, but we thank God that he brought us through, amen, and blessed with another beautiful baby, grandbaby. So thank the Lord for that, and thank the Lord for Sister Blake and the saints understanding and being supportive of her too. And truly the Lord blessed her to bring a beautiful word of God so that we all could hear the word, and thank God for that. And thank God for her faithfulness to the cause of God and how she loves the Lord just as well. And so we thank God for our dear Sister Blake. And I wanted her to hear her flowers while she's here, that I appreciate her standing in on helping out, because truly I needed that little bit of rest from all I had to do. Let us look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer. Thank God for those who are on the phone, and thank God for all the saints. And we know we have some that are still recovering, and thank God for that, and ask that he would continue to heal bodies, to heal bodies. They're still serving the Lord, although they're maybe down just a little sick, they're still serving the Lord. Amen. Yes. Let us look to the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to thee this morning. We want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto us as we slept and slumbered throughout last night. Thank you for allowing us to rise this morning and clothe in our right mind and given the activity and use of our limbs. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And for most of all, thank you, Lord God, for this great plan of salvation. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be in the family of God one more time. Father God in heaven, as we come to your throne of grace and mercy, we come, Lord God, and we want to say thank you for all the saints who are here today, even the children, Lord God, as they came out this morning. We thank you for them being here and ask your continued blessings upon each and every one of our children. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to look down upon these children with favor. Ask that you would keep them from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evilness of this day and time. Father God in heaven, we pray that you remember all the saints who are here in the sanctuary, Lord God, this day. Remember Sister Regina. We thank you for her. Thank you for her sweet spirit, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for her. And we ask in the name of Jesus, you continue to remember her family, remember her daughter, remember her grands and her great-grand, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that she has pressed her way to be here, even though, Lord God, her ride has not been able to bring her, Lord God. She has another ride, dear Father, that picked her up and brought her right along, and we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord God, likewise, for Sister Holmes being online, dear Father. Thank you for allowing her to see her 97th birthday, Lord God. And, oh, we just thank you and praise you this morning, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would continue to bless our dear sister and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we know she had an eventful week, dear Lord, and we thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her with all of her family that came in to see her, Lord God, and to celebrate, Lord God, what you have done for her. Asking, dear Father, that you would continue, Lord God, to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Thank you for her family. Thank you for her children, dear Father. Thank you for all the work that they do and all how they help her, Lord God, and get her about and up so that she can come out, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask your continued blessings upon our dear Sister Holmes. Likewise, remembering Sister Carol, Lord God, we thank you, dear Father, that she is at home, dear Heavenly Father, able to get up in her own bed, she said, dear Father. We thank you for that. Ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister. We look forward to the day that we can lay our eyes upon her once again, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would touch her in her body, heal her, dear Heavenly Father. We know her desire is to be out to the house of the Lord, to be amongst her brothers and sisters in the Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister and how she, dear Heavenly Father, has plowed her way through, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of her faith, knowing you are the greatest physician that there ever was, dear Heavenly Father, and how she's holding on to you, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless her and be with her, Lord God, in her home. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, that you would grant her the desires of her heart, dear Lord. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Lillian. She's not able to be out, dear Father. Thank you for this, dear sister. Thank you for all that you've done for her too, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon her and her home and everything she stands in need of, Lord God. Her heart's desire, Lord God, is to be in the house of the Lord. It's to be amongst her brothers and sisters, Lord God, but she's just not physically able right now, Lord God, and we're just looking to you, dear Heavenly Father, to touch her and heal her in her body. Thank you for this, dear sister. Thank you for her sweet spirit, dear Heavenly Father. Quiet and humble spirit, but Lord, we thank you for her. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father, ask that you would bless her and be with her in her home. Father God in heaven, remember likewise, Sister Webb, dear Father. We hadn't heard from her this morning, but we still know, dear Father, Sister Webb wants us to pray for her, Lord God, and lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father, especially her family, Lord God, her companion and her children, Lord God, and her grandchildren, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, when we hear her on Wednesday night and we hear her strong voice and pray in you, Lord God, and for what you have done for her and what you are doing and going to do on her behalf. Oh, she just wants healing of her body so she can get back to the house of God. And we thank you for Sister Webb and ask that you would bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Oh, Father God in heaven, we know, Lord God, that she's going to give you the praise. She's going to give you the glory. She's going to give you the honor due unto your name. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Maria, dear Heavenly Father, as she's healing from delivery of her baby, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to touch her and her body, dear Father. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you have done for this family and how, Lord God, you brought her through a 9-hour delivery, dear Heavenly Father, but you brought forth a beautiful baby boy, Lord God, and we just thank you for that and ask that thou would continue to bless them in their home, bless them in their finances, bless them, Lord God, as they endeavor to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of thee, dear Heavenly Father. Father God in heaven, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, as we said, for all the saints being out this day, and ask your continued blessings be upon them, Lord God. Remembering Sister Indy, I don't know if she's on her way, but Lord God, we pray that you would remember her and little Infinity. We thank you for her and ask that you would bless. Thank you for her testimony, even on Wednesday night, Lord God, the scripture she gave, dear Heavenly Father, and her exhortation, dear Heavenly Father, about how good you have been to her. We thank you for hearing that, Lord God, and thank you for seeing the growth in her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Be with her on her job, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that she takes extra time and extra effort, Lord God, to make sure those that she cares for, dear Heavenly Father, are taken care of in the right way. And so we just ask that you would bless our dear sister and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for what you brought little Infinity through with her surgery, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to touch her in her body. Father God in heaven, we just want to pray and thank you for all the saints of God. We know our dear brother Levester, dear Heavenly Father, him and his son William will be traveling today, Lord God, on their way back to Columbus, Ohio from California, Lord God. And so we're asking, Lord God, as you took him there, their father, that you bring him home safely, Lord God. Don't know if he's in the airway right now, but Father, we pray that you would guide that plane and be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Bless him, dear Lord. And we know that Brother Jackson's going to give you the praise, and we know he's going to give you the glory. He's going to give you the honor due unto your name, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this, dear brother. Remember his family while he's away, Lord God. Remember his daughters, Lord God, Jada and Angela, dear Heavenly Father, and Tina, Lord God. He calls out their names, dear Heavenly Father, and their children and their husbands, Lord God, and all his grands, Lord God. Oh, this dear brother loves his family, Lord God, that you have given him, and oh, and he wants them to know how much he loves them. He loves them so much that he wants them to be saved, dear Heavenly Father. And so we pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, his request that he has made many times for him, dear Father. And ask that you would bless them, be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, likewise, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember the sick and shut in, dear Heavenly Father. We have more on that list, dear Heavenly Father, and many names, dear Heavenly Father. We haven't called them out one individually, Lord God, but you know each and every one of them. And ask that you would touch and heal them in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you even for yesterday, Lord God, at the food pantry, Lord God, and all the recipients, all those who came out, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we started started out and it was just the saints. And Lord, next thing you know, within 5 or 10 minutes, we started seeing folks coming in, Lord God. And then we looked up and another group came in, dear Father. And then when I got up and I went into the room and came back out, another had come in, dear Father. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord God, that you brought them in on yesterday to hear the word of God. Thank you for the message that you gave Brother Byrene, Lord God, to feed to the people, Lord God, and how he shared with them that you are our neighbors and we love you and we're in this community, Lord God, and these are something that you have given us to do, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all that were here yesterday, all that was said and done that was done to your glory and to your honor and to the families that were fed, dear Father, from the food that you provided, dear Father. Oh, we didn't take a number, Lord God. We didn't count how many, dear Father, that would be fed from that food, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, that those families were in need, dear Father, and so you supplied that need, and we thank you for that. And ask that you would bless them and bring them back, Lord God. Bring them not only on Saturday, Lord God, or the fourth Saturday of the month, but allow them, Lord God, to read the literature that Brother Maurice and Sister Blake have placed inside of the baskets, Lord God, and have them, Lord God, to be out to the house of the Lord so that they can hear more about salvation, about living for you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we just praise your name this morning. Ask that you would remember, Lord God, Sister Smith and remember her family. Thank you for her being here today, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister, Lord God. We know our heart's desire is to retire, so we just pray, Lord God, that you make a way, Lord God. We know you're able, Lord God, and ask that you would bless our dear sister, remembering Sister Millicent, Lord God, likewise as she leads the choir, Lord God. And we just want to thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would bless her. Be with her even later on. We know it's going to be prayed out many times today, Lord God, but you don't tire of us praying. You don't tire of us bringing our requests to you, Lord God. You told us to make them known, dear Heavenly Father. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And so, Father, this morning in the name of Jesus, we lift up our sister Millicent and Jasmine, Lord God, as they'll be flying out this afternoon, Lord God, and on vacation, we just ask that you would watch over and be with them in the airway, Lord God. Prepare the plane. Prepare the pilots. Prepare all, Lord, dear Father, all the attendants that will be working, Lord God, with your servant, Lord God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you allow them to arrive to their destination safely, dear Heavenly Father. And we know, Sister Millicent, to give you the praise and the glory due unto your name, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember those who may be still on their way to the house of the Lord this morning. We've reached out to many, Lord God. We've reached out to Shante Willis, Lord God, and looking for him to be back in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Father, reached out to Sister Kiva, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, whatever it is that's holding her back or keeping her way, Lord God, remove that obstacle out of her way, Lord God, and allow her to walk out and, dear Father, and be in the house of the Lord once again. Father God in heaven, remember our saints down in Florida, dear Father, and ask that you remember the Saunders family in a special way. Sister Saunders, and in particular, Lord God, we ask that you would bless and be with her, Lord God. Likewise, Sister Teresa and Sister Amy and their family, Lord God, and ask that you would be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Sister Saunders' companion. Remember her children, her daughters, dear Father. Remember her son, dear Father, her grands, dear Lord. We just thank you for this, dear sister, and ask your continued blessings upon her. We want her to know that we love her and we're praying for her, Lord God. We're lifting her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, likewise, remembering Sister Ferris Day and her family in Boston, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you granted them traveling mercies in, dear Heavenly Father, and we're trusting, dear Father, that they've arrived back home safely, Lord God, after being here, Lord God, celebrating her grandmother's birthday, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless our dear sister, remembering Sister Marvinia, and remember others, dear Heavenly Father, that have called in, dear Father, on the internet, Lord God, that are listening in to the service, the broadcast service, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God. Special prayer for Sister Ruth and her body, dear Father. Remember her in a special way. Remember her son and grandson, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her and be with her, dear Lord. Strengthen her, dear Heavenly Father, in every way she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Crown of her head to the soles of her feet, dear Heavenly Father, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Likewise, remembering Sister Sandy, Lord God, we lift her up to you likewise, dear Father. Lord, we call out our name often, dear Heavenly Father, along with Matthew and Monty and their families, dear Father. Lord, we pray for these souls, dear Heavenly Father, and ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember them, Lord God. Remember the McElroy family, Lord God, April and JJ and Isaiah and Vincent and Ashley and Christopher and all those, the family members of the late Jay, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would remember them too, dear Heavenly Father. We lift them up to you. We're praying for their souls too, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that you would remember them, Lord, in a special way. Not forgetting, Lord God, Rose across the street, Lord God. Remember her family. Remember Rob's family, Lord God. We know Rob is going on, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, they're still upon this earth, dear Father. They still have an opportunity, dear Father, to come to you, Lord God, as we were speaking to them on last Lord's Day, dear Father. We pray for them, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord God, remember this neighborhood. Remember the houses around the house of God here, Lord God. And oh, Father, all the activity that we hear that's going on and all the activity that's not of thee, dear Lord. But we're praying, dear Father, because we know that you have encamped around about this house of God, and we thank you for that. This is your house. This is your body of Christ, dear Heavenly Father. And so we ask in the name of Jesus for your added protection as we go in and out these doors, dear Heavenly Father. We realize that this neighborhood has gone on a decline, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord God, there's nothing too hard for you. If we lift you up, dear Heavenly Father, as you said in your word, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. And Father, we're doing that. We're lifting you up, dear Heavenly Father. So we ask that you would draw them to come into the house of the Lord. Father, you've given us the word. You've given us the message. You've given us, Lord God, what we need to share. Help, dear Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We've gone out into the highway and hedges. We've done what you've asked us to do. You said, and compel them to come in that my house might be filled. Father, we've done that, Lord God. So now it's up to you to fill up your house, dear Father. Bring them in so that they can hear the word of God, dear Father. Bring them in so that they know that there's a better light, dear Heavenly Father. A better light than fentanyl. A better life than cocaine, dear Father. A better life than laying around inside of crevices and buildings. And walking around with carts, dear Father, and all the things that are going on up and down these streets, dear Heavenly Father. There's a better life in Jesus. Help them to understand that, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, remember your people in a mighty way. Remember brothers and sisters across the land, brothers and sisters in foreign lands, dear Father, missionaries, Lord God, the mission work that they are doing. Remember them this day, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, remember likewise our world and the condition in which it is in, Lord God. We understand, dear Heavenly Father, that mankind is on a decline, dear Heavenly Father. We can see it every day, Lord God. And we can see, dear Father, how the enemy has just taken the mind. And as brother even said on yesterday, has blinded the eyes and minds, dear Father, of individuals. When people, Lord God, are walking around in like an oblivious state, dear Heavenly Father. They don't know whether they're coming or going, Lord God. And many, dear Heavenly Father, are just going with the tide of the times, dear Father. And Lord God, realizing that they're now out, dear Father, somewhere where they don't even have a safety net, have nothing to fall into. But Lord, we know Jesus is that net, dear Father, and he has expanded it wide out, dear Heavenly Father. He has gone out, dear Heavenly Father, further than what we can go, Lord God, and he's I'm asking him to come in and asking him, Lord God, to hear the word. And so we just pray for these souls, dear Father, around this congregation or in this world, in this country, in this nation, Lord God. Help, dear Heavenly Father, us, dear Father, to be about your business, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember our children, as we said, Lord God. And we know we're winding down the weeks of summer, Lord God, and they'll be back in school again very soon. So remember them, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over and keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for them being out this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing so many in Sunday school, Lord God. This is what they need, Lord God. Instead of being on the ballpark, they need to be in the house of God, hearing about Jesus, hearing about their Savior, Lord God, knowing, their Father, that the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. This is the time for them to remember you, the time for them to get to know you, dear Heavenly Father, before the evil days come nigh, when they will turn around, they have no interest in you. We pray in the name of Jesus that what is being said, dear Father, will stick with them, dear Heavenly Father. You told us to train them up in the way they should go, and when they are old, it will not depart. So, Father, help us to do our part in training them according to your word, dear Father. Now, Father, we thank you for Sister Blake, and thank you, Lord God, for her standing in even on last Lord's Day, and thank you for the beautiful message yielding to God's way, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that she brought it across as you gave it to her, dear Lord, and oh, Father, we can remember some of the words that she was saying even on last Lord's Day, how they resonated with us, Lord God, throughout the week, dear Father. We thank you for that, how your message can linger on, dear Father, days and days and hours after hearing it, dear Father. Help us, Lord God, as we learned on Wednesday, to meditate upon that. Help us, Lord God, to allow that to soak in, dear Heavenly Father, so that we'll know how to live before we die, dear Father. And we'll know how, dear Heavenly Father, to walk this walk that you have given us, dear Lord, so that we will not dishonor you, dear Heavenly Father, in any way. Now, Father, have thine own way in the services. Remember Sister Melita back in the media room, along with Brother Pierre. Don't know if he's here or not, but just remember them, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. And likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember Brother Maurice and Sister Laurentine downstairs, dear Heavenly Father, with the children as they minister to them. And remember the ushers. Remember Brother Jackson. Remember Brother Tony, Lord God, and just pray that you would bless, Lord God. We know that you're able to do all things but fail. Remember those we haven't seen in a while, Lord God. We just beg of thee that you would bring them out to the house of God, Lord God. We understand that Brother Joseph's not able to be with us today, but remember him. He asked a special prayer and blessing upon his family. Remember him, dear Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Now have thine own way in the services. I pray, Lord God, when it's time for me to speak, Lord God, that you will give me the words of wisdom. Give me the words, dear Heavenly Father. Help me, Lord God, to preach your word as you have given it to me. Help me to be all that you would have me to be. I want to be obedient to your call. Now have thine own way, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Lord God. I don't want to forget our superintendent of Sunday school. Thank you for him, and ask your continued blessings upon Brother Byron. Thank you, Lord God, for the work that he does and the work that you have given him, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless him and be with him. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank. Amen. 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 So we turn our worship the Lord to page 14. 14 in the worship the Lord. Thou art worthy. Amen, amen.
Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor. to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and honor.
Praise God.
Amen. Truly, God is worthy. Amen. Thank God for his blessings on us. We thank him for allowing us to come together once more in his name. We just thank God for his goodness, and we greet everyone. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Thank God for, again, allowing us to come to worship him in the beauty of holiness. We glorify his name this morning. Amen. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for his touch upon her this day.
Amen.
She wants to serve the Lord with all of her soul, mind, and strength. And we thank God that he has supplied her need this morning.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the foregoing prayer this morning. We know that the Lord heard from on high. Amen. Because he hears his children when they pray. Amen. It's good to see each one. As Pastor Jenkins prayed, we're thankful for our young people who are here this morning. And we pray that the Lord will continue to bless them. We've been praying for them since they've been out for their summer vacation from school, praying for God's protection on them. Pray that God would oversee them and let their minds turn to the things that they have heard and that they have learned in the morning messages and in Sunday school. Just thank God for each and every one of them, that the Lord would touch their hearts to consider their souls. They're young, but we know that the enemy is no respecter of persons. The enemy of their souls who try to take them astray and lead them astray and to destroy them. But we prayed for them. Amen. Even as Jesus prayed for us. And we're praying for our young people as well. We thank God for blessing us this morning. Our responsive reading is found in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. All right. What's written in the bulletin is not current. Bulletin is giving 1 John, but pastor has given me Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 17 through 24. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. We thank God for the truth of his word, for the light of his word. Amen. For the power in his word. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, again, we'll be reading verses 17 through 24. Amen. We're tarrying for our young people to get the scripture. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, we begin our reading at verse 17 and read through verse 24. Verse 17, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind,
having the understanding darkened, being alienated
from the light of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts.
Amen. Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness.
But ye have not so learned Christ.
If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus,
that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust,
and be renewed in the spirit of your mind together, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Amen.
Righteousness and true holiness. Thank God for his eternal word this morning. Amen. Let us know there's some things we have to take off and some things we have to put on. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his word this morning, for the reading of his word. We know it's good for our souls. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. If we believe that God's word is true, then we know that when we meet conditions, he's made precious promises to us. And we know that he is able to fulfill those promises. And we can go to him in prayer. We can bring our requests. We can make our needs known. And we know that the Lord will hear us. And we know that the Lord is able to bless us. So we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Morning, Sadal. Amen. Brother Reggie.
Yes, Brother Hill.
Next Thursday. Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Reggie. Brother Reggie brought a request. Brother Levester said there's been a slight delay, and rather than returning home later today, it will probably be Thursday. So remember here, my brother Levester and William in California, and also their brother James, and just remember the entire family, as Reggie said. So we'll remember to lift them up in prayer.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. The request. Yes, Mr. Dalton.
Oh.
Yes, Mr. Dalton.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
Love you tomorrow.
Amen.
Good to see you this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Lord's blessings can bless you. And we thank God. Dalton said we continue to remember his daughter in prayer. She's progressing. And we thank God for that.
Yes, we do.
Thank God for that request. We know God is able. And he was thanking God for blessing him in this beautiful day.
Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Thank God for him.
Amen.
Yes. Sister Carol.
Continue to remember me in prayer. Thank you for the prayers of the saints. Still going through some things, but the Lord provides and he makes a way. I trust in him. I know that he will make a way for me. Thank you for your prayers. And I just want to thank you so much. Give God all the praise and the glory.
Amen.
Be home.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Hey, thank you, Sister Carol. Amen. Thank God. Sister Melita. Amen. Amen. Sister Melita's request to remember Brother Brandon. He'll be traveling, Lord's will, traveling out tomorrow, going to New York for his job. Lord will give him traveling mercies. And also to Sister Chanel, who will be driving back and forth Zanesville this week for her work. And the Sister Melita, who will be driving and picking up the children to care for them as their parents are working. So remember that family much in prayer. Remember Sister Ruth also in prayer. I'm trying to think, I thought there was another. Oh, and Sister Millicent and Jaslyn, as they'll be traveling, Lord's will, later this afternoon.
This is Sister Holmes.
Yes.
And I want to ask that you can remember my family traveling back home for the celebration of my birthday. And I thank the Lord that I've made it this far. And I'm keeping my mind and stayed on Him, that lead me and guide me into all truth.
Amen. 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 Thank God for you, Sister Holmes. Amen. Her life is a testimony for us. Thank God that she made it this far. We want to make it. We want to have long life in the Lord. Then we need to serve the Lord. Amen. Sister Regina. Amen. We remember Sister Regina. She has an appointment with a diabetic doctor tomorrow, so we'll remember her in prayer. Sister Melita. Amen. Brother Reggie said that they won't be back until Thursday. Yes. Yes, amen. So we are thankful that he is online. Amen. Thankful that he, when saints go away, they just have a desire for the word. Amen. And if they can, they'll try to get to a place where they can hear it. If not, if they can't get to that place, then at least they've got their word and they'll read it. Amen. 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 Continue to remember our pastor in prayer. Amen. Lord, would give her a touch, give her rest that she needs, and renew her strength day by day by day.
Amen. Sister Blake, remember Sister Webb, Sister India, Sister Kiva. Reached out to Sister Kiva this weekend. Being here, just remember her much in prayer.
Amen.
And remember me, I find out tomorrow about the surgery on my foot. Please remember.
Amen. Amen. We'll continue to remember. And as Sister Jenkins said, Sister Kiba, Sister Webb, Sister India, and Sister Jenkins in particular, she finds out from the doctor tomorrow about the prognosis of what to be done as far as surgery for her foot. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord for being here today. Keep my family in your prayers. Remember Judy's older sister, Mary Jane, she fell day before yesterday, and she's on vacation down somewhere, and on the escalator, taking it to the airport, something and fell, or in the hotel, and resolved in not this long.
Oh, my, my, my.
Coming back, I think, today.
Yes.
For prayer. Likewise, I'm going to ask for prayer ahead of time. I think the 19th of next month is Joseph Memorial in Nevada, which has been traveling a lot. Well, my wife is with me. But that's another fight for me.
Yeah.
Lord bless you.
He carried you. He'll continue to carry you.
Yeah.
Places that you've traveled and brought you back, been with you all the way, and so we know that the Lord will bless you, amen, as you go next month. And those who are on the phone, Brother Byron said that companion Judy's sister, Mary Jane, was on vacation and fell. I fell on an escalator and just ripped the skin off a portion of her leg. So we'll remember her in prayer, and that she'll get the care that she needs, and God will touch and heal in his mercy. And Brother Byron, it'll be the Lord's will, be traveling on next month for a memorial service for his sister-in-law, Judy's sister, JoJo. So we'll start lifting up our prayers now, as we did before, sending up our prayers to the Lord to bless, give them traveling mercies as they go. Other requests?
Mr. Blake, just thankful and just ask that you continue to remember the Mr. Henry's family and his passing. My neighbor,
just
remember his family,
the Henry family. Amen. Also, Sister Blake, want to thank the Lord for blessing my Aunt Sherilyn out of Bermuda. She went through her surgery. She's doing well. Just remember her much in prayer. Continue to remember the entire family there. There was another request. Also, continue to remember the McCauley family. Thank you for your prayers for them. But just remember them. Continue to remember them in prayer. As one's going through radiation and the other's going through some therapies. Remember them much in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Sister Millicent, remember the Henry family, her neighbor, who Mr. Henry died, and so remember that family and their bereavement. Then also to remember Sister Jenkins and Sister Millicent's cousin,
Aunt
Cheryl Lynn, who came through her surgery. God is blessing. We know that the Lord is able to strengthen her, to heal her. Bless God. Sister Smith. Amen. 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 Pray for Sister Smith. The Lord will bless her. She thanks God for the strength that she's given her to labor on, and continue to pray for her that she may be a light in this world. All general requests. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 342? I need thee every hour, 342. We'll sing verse 1 and verse 4, and then the chorus. Verse 1 and verse 4, 342 in the worship of the Lord. 342. Verse 1 and verse 4, and then the chorus.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can
praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Bless me now.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise our God.
Our Father and our God, Lord, we come before you, dear God, with humble heart and humble mind, dear Father, knowing, Lord, that we do need you every hour, dear God. Lord, we are not sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves.
Amen.
But, Lord, our sufficiency is in thee, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your full supply, dear Father. Mm-hmm. Lord, how you have blessed us, dear God. Lord, from day to day. Lord, from hardship to hardship, Lord, from triumph to triumph, dear Father. Lord, from affliction to affliction, dear God. Truly, Lord, you have been faithful unto us, and we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, dear Father. Lord, when we think, dear God, of, Lord, how you have blessed us, dear God. Lord, what would be our lot, Lord, if you hadn't been merciful to us?
My.
Oh, Lord, how, Lord, we would have been destroyed. We would have been in despair, Lord. We would have been torn down, dear God. Many of us, dear God, would have been dead, dear Father, if not, Lord, for your mercy, Lord, and for your goodness.
Praise.
And so, Lord, we praise you this day, dear God, for loving us so much, dear God. Lord, you gave your son to die in our stead, dear Father. Lord, that we might have life and have it abundantly, dear God. And so we thank you, and, Lord, we praise you and we glorify you, dear Father. Lord, we don't have, Lord, enough tongues or enough lifetimes, dear God, to praise you, Lord, as you should be praised, dear God. But, Lord, we know, dear God, because of your precious promises, Lord, Lord, that if we abide in you, Lord, and your word abide in us, dear Father, Lord, then we are your children indeed. And, Lord, if we are your children indeed and we live for you, dear God, and we stay firm and fast, dear God, in thee, Lord, Father, we know, Lord, that Jesus said, Lord, that he'd gone to prepare a place for us, dear Father. And we know, Lord, that that place, dear God, is around your throne, dear God, throughout all of eternity. And, Lord, there we'll be able,
Amen.
Lord, to praise you, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, for all of eternity, dear
Amen.
Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for this precious promise.
Amen.
And, Lord, it makes us, dear God, even more determined, dear Father, Lord, to stand for you. Lord, to be true to you, Lord, in this life, dear God. Lord, if earth holds no pleasure, no treasure, dear God, that we would want, dear God, before thee, dear Father. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for what you have done for us and what you are yet to do for us, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember, Lord, each request that came forth, dear Father. Lord, you know each one, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, one by one and name by name, Lord, you know those, dear God, who need a touch in body, dear God.
Yes.
Who need strength, dear God, to carry on, dear Father, physically, dear God, in their body.
Yes.
And, Lord, we know, Lord, your word says, Lord, that you would renew their strength. And so, Father, we're trusting in that promise and praying, dear God, that you would touch, Lord, for each request that was brought forth, dear God, for those who need a touch in body,
yes.
dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, Lord, your touch on Sister Carol.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that you would bless her, Lord. She settled it, Lord, to stand in thee, Lord, no matter what comes or what
yes.
goes.
Amen.
So bless her and be with her. Likewise, Lord, Sister Webb, dear Father, touch her body, dear God, and heal her, dear God, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, your touch on Sister Lillian, dear God. Touch her, Lord, and her legs and her feet, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would alleviate, Lord, the swelling, dear God, that comes up from time to time to time, Lord. We know you're able, dear Father. Bless her, Lord. Keep her strong in thee. Lord, we ask, Lord, your touch, dear God, on Pastor Jenkins, Lord. Touch her foot, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, that she stands in need of, dear God. And, Lord, regardless, Lord, to what the doctor's verdict is, dear Father, no matter, Lord, what the surgery is it's called for, dear God, if that be your will, Lord, we're still looking to you, Lord, for the healing, dear God, that's required. And so, Lord, we know, dear God, that Pastor Jenkins is waiting on thee, dear God, and Lord, she's put all things into your hands, so we ask for your touch. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father. Remember, Lord, Judy's sister, Mary Jane, dear God. Lord, we're praying, Lord, for your mercies, dear God, upon her, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would touch, Lord, and heal, dear God, because, Lord, we know, Lord, that you had mercy. Lord, you had mercy on us, Lord, before we knew you, dear God, in the pardon of our sins. And, Lord, you have had mercy since then. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would remember Mary Jane, dear God. Touch her, Lord, and heal her, dear God. Lord, in her body and in her soul, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Regina, dear God. She has to go, Lord, to the doctor, dear God, for her diabetes. Lord, we know, Lord, that you've gone before her before, dear God, to this doctor. And we know, Lord, that you will go even now, dear Father. Be with her. Bless her, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, Lord, for what you've already done on her behalf. And we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to bless her, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you've done, dear God, for the Jenkins family's Aunt Cheryl Lynn, dear God. Lord, you brought her through that surgery, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear God. I guess I should check for the Dill family, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless her. Lord, strengthen her and heal her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, soul, body, mind, and spirit, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless. We thank you, dear God, for what you've done for Mr. Dalton's daughter, dear Father. Lord, he says she's coming along, dear Father. So we thank you, Lord, for answering prayer on her behalf. We know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to bring her along even still farther, dear God. Bless her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for seeing Mr. Dalton here today, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to his heart, dear God, that he would surrender all to thee, dear God. Lord, as Lord, that you would, Lord, direct his path, dear God, in all things, dear God. Father, help him, dear God, to understand, Lord, that you have a calling on his life, dear Father. Lord, you have a path, Lord, that you would have him to take, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that he would listen, dear God, to your voice, dear Father, as it speaks to him, dear God. Lord, that he would make full surrender to thee, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he might be used of thee according to your will and according to your way, dear God. And we're thankful, Lord, to see him here this morning. Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember the Belton family in a special way, dear God. Lord, we ask, Lord, your blessings upon them, each and every one of them, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done for them, dear God, and adding this new son, dear God, to the family. And Father, we pray, Lord, your touch upon Sister Maria, dear God. And pray, Lord, that you would strengthen her, dear God. Bless her, Lord. Help her, Lord, just to rest in thee. Help her, Lord, to wait upon thee, dear God, for her healing, dear God. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you will, that she will give you the glory, dear Father, for it all. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother DeAndre by our side, dear God. Give him the rest that he needs, dear God, even, Lord, as they work together, dear God, for their family, dear God. Lord, the family that you have given to them. Have your way, dear God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless, Lord. Remember those who will be traveling, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Sister Millicent and Jaslyn, dear God. Lord, if it be your will, Lord, they'll be traveling, Lord, this evening, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would go before them, dear God. Father, we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord. We know, Father, that the sky, Lord, that they'll be flying through, Lord, is your sky. Amen. Lord, the clouds that they'll be flying above, dear God. Lord, those are your clouds, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to keep them and bless them and protect them, dear God, and be with them, dear God, even in Texas, dear Father. We pray, Lord, your blessings, dear God, be upon them, Lord, and allow them, dear Father, Lord, to always look to you, dear God, knowing, dear Father, Lord, that you are able to do all things and you're able to bless them and keep them, Lord, even while they're there with family, Lord. Remember the family, dear God, that they're going to see, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would be with them, Lord, that they will be found to be well, dear God, during this visit. Lord, we pray that you remember Brother Byron, Lord, in a special way, dear God. We thank you for him, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for the message that you gave to him, dear God, even on yesterday, dear Father, even as he spoke the word of truth, dear God, during the food pantry service. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that the hearts and minds and souls, Lord, of those who were there to hear it, dear God, Lord, would meditate, would take it to heart. Father, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would continue to speak to them, dear God. Speak that word to them, them, Lord. Rehearse it in their minds. Rehearse it in their hearts and in their ears, dear God. Lord, that they might know, Lord, that if they seek thee, Lord, Father, Lord, they will be able, Lord, to find you, dear God. Oh, Father, we know, Lord, that the truth is when one is in sin, dear God, Lord, the truth is the enemy will see that the truth is hidden from them. But, Lord, we know, Lord, that your spirit is able to open it up for them, dear God.
Yes.
And, Lord, they'll be able, Lord, to see the light of your word. And they will know to seek for you, dear God, to seek for you, Lord, while you may be found, and to call upon you, Lord, while you're near. And so we're praying, Lord, for each of those souls, Lord, who heard your word. We're thankful, dear God, that you sent them out, dear Father, to hear your eternal word, dear God. We're thankful, Lord, for those who were looking in the scriptures, searching the scriptures yesterday, Lord, even while the word was going forth. And we pray, Lord, that the word, Lord, that was preached to them yesterday, Lord, would continue, Lord, to resonate in their hearts and in their minds, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Brother Byron and his companion, Judy, dear God. Lord, as they're looking to go to the memorial service, dear God, for Judy's sister, Lord, in Nevada, dear God, next month, Lord, if it be your will. And Lord, we're sending up our prayers even now, dear Father. Lord, even as we did, dear God, earlier this year, Lord, when they were traveling to Florida, and we started to pray ahead of time, dear God, knowing, Lord, that you would hear, dear God, ahead of time, and Lord, while they were flying, Lord, and even after they arrived there, Lord, and we were still praying, Lord, until you brought them back. And Lord, we are doing likewise. Even now, we pray, dear God, that you would be with them, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that you would direct, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would just keep them, Lord, in your care, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to bless them. Lord, protect their home, Lord, while they're away, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Remember their children in a special way, dear God. Bless them. Keep them safe, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, in the memorial service, dear Father. Lord, we prayed. We know, dear God, how Judy, dear Father, had a very difficult time, dear God. And Lord, doubtless, dear Father, even in this memorial service, dear God, there will be memories, dear God, that are brought up afresh, dear Father. But Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would help her, dear Father, even during this time of this memorial service, dear God. Give her the strength that she stands in need of. Help her to know, Lord, that there are saints who are here who are praying for her, dear God. Lord, to help her through, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember their entire family, Lord. This we ask of thee and comfort their hearts, dear God. Lord, we pray that you'd remember Brother Levester, dear God, while he's away, dear Father.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, that you allowed him and William to arrive safely, dear God. Lord, in California, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, the reason, dear Father, for we understand, Lord, that they're business items, dear God. Some things have to be take time, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless, Lord. Lord, we pray, Father, that you would bless them even while they're still there, dear God. Help them, dear God, just to wait. Help Brother Levesque. We know, Lord, he's just waiting on thee, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, we know, dear God, you're able, dear God, to give Brother Levesque the patience that he needs, dear God, and the understanding, dear Father, to do what must be done for his brother James. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember his brother James, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would speak to his heart, dear Father. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just be with them. Lord, we miss Brother Levesque, Lord, but we know, Lord, that you are there with him. We know, Lord, that we've been told, Lord, that he's listening even today, dear God, for this on this service, dear Father. We thank you for that, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, even as our prayers go forth, Lord, as your word goes forth, Lord, that it will help to strengthen our dear brother, Lord, while he's away. Doubtless we know, Lord, he's praying for us, Lord, even as we're praying for him. And so we pray, Lord, that you would just be with him, Lord, lead, guide, and direct him. Lord, we pray that you'd remember Sister Melita's request, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother Brandon, dear God, as he'll be traveling, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for bringing him back from Seattle, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would be with him, Lord, as he's traveling to New York, dear God. Bless him, Lord. Keep him safe, Lord. This we beg of thee. Blessing, dear God, on his job, dear Father, the job that he's doing while he's there. Remember Sister Chanel, dear God, and you're driving, dear Father, over the highway, Lord, back and forth to Zanesville, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be with her. Keep her safe, Lord, on the highway, dear God. Lord, bless her, dear Father. Be with her, Lord, on her job, dear Father. Likewise, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless. Remember Sister Melita and Joby, dear Father, as they're hoping to care for the children, dear God. Lord, this we ask and beg of thee, dear God. Lord, remember Sister Chanel's parents likewise, dear Father, as they're helping out, dear God. Lord, this we ask and beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember Sister Ruth, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear Father. She left a message on my phone at the end of last week, dear God, and when I tried to return the call, I was unable to reach her, dear Father. But, Lord, you know all about it. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with her. Bless her, help her, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, Father, if she's discouraged, dear God, we know, Lord, you are a great encourager, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would strengthen her, dear God. Help her, Lord, to keep her eyes on thee, dear God, from whence cometh all of her help. Lord, just continue to bless, have your way, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just give direction, dear Father, in this service. Pray, Lord, that your spirit, dear Father, would have his way. Remember Sister Smith, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that you have given her, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless her, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember the bereaved family. Remember the neighbor of Sister Millicent, dear Father. Lord, Mr. Henry, I believe she said. And remember that family, dear God. Lord, that he died, dear Father. So we pray, Lord, that you would give them the strength and comfort, Lord, that they stand in need of. Lord, remember Sister Kiva, dear God. Remember Sister India, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just continue to have your way, Lord. Remember our Brother Maurice's Aunt Anita, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that she's looking, dear Father, I believe next month perhaps, dear God, to have surgery, dear Father, in Alabama. So, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would help her, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, that, Father, she's receiving, dear God, the Sunday school book, dear God, and the morning messages, dear Father. Lord wants to know more about thee, dear God. And so we pray, Lord, that through your spirit, Lord, you would speak to her heart, Lord, that she would, Lord, receive, dear God, what the Spirit is speaking unto her. Just continue to have your way, Lord. Bless in this service, dear Father. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you all glory, and all the praise shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. For those who are on the phone, Sister Maria is here, accompanied by her whole family. Amen. Sister Maria, Brother DeAndre, praise God. And Tatum and Liam, thank the Lord. Praise our God. So good to see you. Praise. Amen. Yeah, with Koa, of course. Well, of course, with Koa. No, they didn't leave him home to fend for himself. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Bless God. Amen. Glad to see you, Sister Indian. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, bless the Lord. Bless God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, before you to pray for the morning offering, this is the fourth Sunday of the month of July. The special offering for today is for missionaries. And as we file by, we may place the offering for the missions in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Over and over again, Lord, we thank you for all that you have given to us, for all that you have provided for us. Lord, we worship you, dear Father, in all the ways, Lord, in which you instruct us. And Lord, you've instructed us to bring in our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the opportunity to obey your word in this way also. So we pray, dear God, that you would receive our tithes and offerings, and Lord, that you would use them to your glory and honor. We thank you, Lord, for multiplying our tithes and offerings, dear God, even as you do, Lord, each week, each day, dear Father. Lord, as we bring our tithes and offerings in, dear God, we still, dear God, are blessed, dear Father, to be able to have food and shelter and clothing for our households because, Lord, you have provided. Lord, we are your seed, dear God, and we're not out begging bread, dear God, for, Lord, truly you have blessed
Amen.
And provided for us.
Amen.
You've not forsaken us, dear God.
No.
You have not forsaken the righteous,
no.
dear God.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, receive these offerings, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, this is our reasonable service, dear God. And, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and honor, dear God. For we realize, Lord, it's not just monetary, dear Father, but, Lord, we've presented our bodies a living sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
holy and acceptable unto you. So have your way, Lord, in our lives. And truly, Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the honor and praise shall be unto thee as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
I found my Lord and he is mine. He won me by his love. I'll serve and dwell with him above. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight, his blessings ever flow. No other Lord but Christ I know. I walk with him alone. His streams of love forever flow. Within my heart is grown. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. He's nearer to my heart than night. He found me long in sin. He calmed the sea of inward strife and made me come to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. I tried the road of sin and found his prospects all deceived. I prove the Lord and joys abound, more than I could believe. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight, his blessing never flows. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow.
Praise God.
Praise our God. Don't his blessings flow?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Praise our God. Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Shall we stand for a moment of prayer?
Praise God.
We want to lift up our pastor. We understand that the truth of God's word being preached is a very serious matter. It's not something to take for granted. It's not anything to be played with.
Amen.
It's not anything for us to sleep on.
Amen.
So we're going to, our young people, we want you to remain awake.
Amen.
Because God's word is for you, for the young and old.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. We know that our pastor needs our prayers to bring the God's word of truth before us. Because in bringing the word of truth, she stands between the living and the dead. So we're going to offer prayer that God will bless and empower her to preach the word of God, empower us to understand, to take it in. If we need power to stay awake, we'll go pray for that too. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, Lord, thanking you, dear God, Father, for your Spirit's presence here, dear God. Thanking you, dear God, for ordaining, Lord, your word to be preached that souls might be saved. And so, Lord, we're coming to you, dear God, asking, Lord, your touch upon Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her body and strengthen her, dear Father, to preach your eternal word, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that your word is able, dear God, to save souls.
Yes.
Lord, when it's mingled with faith in the heart. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her, dear God, and strengthen her, dear God. Empower her, dear Father. Give her utterance from your word, dear Father. Lord, to preach your word, dear Father, which we need. Lord, we know, dear God, that the word that you have given her was especially prepared for us because you knew who would be here, dear God,
yeah.
Who would need to hear your word. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would touch her to preach your word. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint our hearts and our ears, Lord, to receive your word, dear Father. Lord, for those who are a little sleepy, a little tired, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for power, Lord, for them to remain awake, dear God, that they not miss a single word, dear Father, of your word as it goes forth, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would enable us, dear God, to receive your word, dear God, for we know, Lord, that it's something that we need, dear God. You have already ordained it, Lord, for us to hear it this day. And so we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to sit with open hearts and open minds, open eyes, dear God, and open ears to hear your word, dear God. Lord, that souls, dear God, who need to be strengthened in thee might be strengthened. Souls, dear God, who don't know thee might be saved. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. We truly thank the Lord for foregoing prayers. Thank the Lord for you, Sister Blake, giving honor to you and giving honor to this congregation. I thank God for each and every one, giving honor to God, the head of my life. Thank God to see so many out today. And Brother Williams, welcome back. You and your family were traveling, and we thank God that you're here today. And it's good to see Javier here likewise and others we haven't seen in a while. And just see how good God has been to the family of God and how he has blessed us. Amen. And as Sister said, you know, the word of God is important for us. And so I'm asking our young people, you're at that age to get out a piece of paper and a writing instrument. I trust you have the Bibles. This word of God is for each and every one of us. Thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord as I sat yesterday and listened as Brother Byrene ministered to us, to the food pantry, hearing the word of God and how God is using those messages and using our dear brother to bring those messages to community, you know, reaching souls. As we started out on yesterday, we had just the saints were sitting there, and next thing you know, we heard some voices, and Brother Maurice got up and went to the door and came back, and then he went back again because we heard those voices again, and they were coming in, and next thing you know, another group came in, and then next thing you know, another, and then another, and so we thanked the Lord, and Sister said the chairs began to fill up. We had ran out of Bibles downstairs. We had plenty up here, but we ran out downstairs, and so the saints started sharing their Bibles, giving their Bibles, so that they were following along with it. I know Brother Byring and can see that they were following right along with what he was saying in the Word and reading the Bible. So we thank God for that, saints, and thank you for your prayers for the food pantry service, because we need all the prayers. We didn't buy the Lord didn't bless us to buy the food to just keep packing it up and putting it in the storage, but to give it out. That's what God has blessed us with, and also the spiritual food. It was given out on yesterday, and we thank the Lord for you, dear Brother Byring. Thank God for you. In our hearing, we read Ephesians, the 4th chapter, 17 through 24. And as we said, I trust you have your Bibles. You can open them up to hear what thus saith the Lord. We would like to go back to verse 22 and read through 24 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Lord bless. Ephesians 4, verse 22. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I would like to share some thoughts on the subject, a true Christian indeed. A true Christian indeed. In verse 17 of our scripture reading this morning, we read the word therefore, which beckons us to focus our attention on the prior 16 verses in this scripture, even the three prior chapters of this book. You see, Paul had been teaching the saints at Ephesus, and he's teaching you and I today about our high calling in Christ Jesus. See, our high calling must be as Paul described it to the saints at Philippi. He said in Philippians 3, verse 10, that he was pressing for something beyond the material or beyond the normal. And saints of God, you and I have got to press above what the normal is, because we see what the normal in our society today or in the religious world today is just people are doing enough just to get by. But God doesn't want us just to do enough to get by. He wants us to be a true Christian indeed. He goes on to say there in verse 10 of Philippians, the 3rd chapter, Paul says that I may know him. You see, he said in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering. You see, to Paul, this was the ultimate prize, to know Christ and to experience him in both his power and also in his suffering, to be a part of who Christ was. You see, like Paul, we too can have this prize in our sight. When all around us seems so empty, when all around us seems so pointless, we can find something in Christ, and we can find something in his crucifixion. As the hymnal says, all that I want is in Jesus. He satisfies. Joy he supplies. Have you found that to be so, saints of God? Life would be worthless without him. All things in Jesus I find. Everyone that's under the sound of my voice this afternoon can find that high calling in Christ Jesus. To those of us that are saved, we have a new walk for a new life in Christ Jesus. Our steadfastness is in the truth of God's eternal word. We are not being taken in by false teachings that are in our world today. As a Christian indeed, we know, as the song lyrics say, whom I believe, we know Jesus Christ. We know in whom we believe and why we believe in Jesus. As Christians indeed, we spend time in the Word of God, and we are no longer being deceived by the lies, the tricks, and the traps of the enemy of our souls. We are steadfast in our development as a child of God. We want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are attracted to the truth of God's eternal word. Oh, changing our lives by the teachings of what we have heard in the word of God. Where Jesus in John 17, verse 17 said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I reached out to Sister India this past week And I told her I thank the Lord for her on Wednesday, her testimony. I thank the Lord how she is branching out and she is feeling more comfortable in her soul now, in her spirit with the Lord, how she's, I can see her growing in the Lord. And I thank God for that, because I know, saints of God, we've all been there. You know, in that justified faith, and that first, when you first start to seek the Lord, you say, yes, I'm glad I counted the cost. But oh, but you didn't realize what all the cost was going to be. You didn't realize all the trials and tribulations you were going to go through. You didn't realize that all the stumbling that was going to happen when you first started to seek the Lord. But oh, you're still glad you counted the cost. Why? Because now you see the growth. You see where God has brought you from. You can pray out and say, Lord, I know you saved me. Lord, I know you brought me through. I know there was a time when I didn't think I was going to make it, but praise be to Almighty God. I've made it by the grace and mercy of Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? Well, we can testify about how good God has been. We can testify about what God has done. But let us testify and show someone what God has brought us through. Let us let them know that when the road was kind of rocky, when I was unstable and I need a stabilizer, I could call on Jesus and he was able to stable my walk. He was able to show me that all I had to do was continue to trust in him and he was going to bring me through. Have you been there? I've been there, saints of God, when it looked around and the enemy is trying to confuse everything, when the enemy is trying to cloud your mind and to make you believe that God is not with you, that you've got to turn away from the enemy. You've got to hold on to the word of God. You've got to know it for yourself. As the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You got to hide God's word, tuck it away down in your heart. Why? For when those trouble times come, and when those, and they will come, saints of God, you'll be able to shout out as the psalmist did in the word of God and say, oh, I lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Because I know my help cometh from God, who made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee, he will not slumber. Oh, you think about it, saints of God. God is not asleep at the wheel, so to speak. Yes, God is still in control. God still sees what you're going through. Just put your faith and trust in God. And don't allow the enemy to have you turn around. Be a true Christian indeed. Oh, I thank God on yesterday. I heard brothers say to those that were here at the food pantry. He said, I say the true word of God. And he said, I used the word true, and I thought about it because I knew what the subject matter that God had for me to bring today had the word true in it also. My brother said, I said true because there's so much falseness out there. And when God gave me a true Christian indeed, meaning undoubtedly you are a follower of Jesus Christ. You are genuine. You are true to the cause of Almighty God. Why? Because there's so many around us that have a form of godliness. And they deny the power thereof. There are so many of us around us right now that they claim to be children of God, and they're not living according to the word of God. But a true Christian indeed is a follower of Jesus Christ. And as true Christians, we are steadfast in our devotion. We are steadfast in our fellowship with one another in the service to the Lord. We understand the importance of the need for a constant fellowship with one another. You see, the saints of the early church in the Bible, they tell us in Acts, the second chapter, in verse 42, the word of God says they continue steadfastly in the faith. You think about that, saints of God. Praise our God. Turn with me to Acts, the second chapter. He said, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship,
and in breaking of bread and in prayer. See, they didn't come out and go out and get their own and carve out something else because they wanted to hear something else. No, they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. You think about it, saints of God. There are many signs and wonders being done by Almighty God, even in this day and time in which we are living right now. God is able to heal bodies. God is able to bring us through situations. You think about it, even on yesterday. Oh, saints, those have been coming to the food pantry. After COVID, we realize that the numbers have gone down, but we realize the need is still great in this neighborhood, around this community, around the church. But we were up in the 40s before COVID, I believe it was. And if I'm wrong, sister, remind me of it. But many were coming in and sitting and hearing the word of God. We had a couple that came in. And they didn't come in for the food, but they came in for the spiritual food. They came in just to hear the word of God. They said they didn't have a physical need, but they wanted to hear the word of God. And then after COVID, the numbers dropped down substantially. We dropped down to maybe one or two or three people coming in. We went out on the parking lot and we would have one or two that would come up and sit out and hear the word of God. You know, food upon food. Food being purchased, but no one showing up to get the food. And the saints have been praying. The saints of God have been calling it out to the Lord. We know that these souls need to be fed. We know that these souls need the word of God. And one day I was talking with Brother Tony, and he said to me, he said, well, you know, he said, many of them don't want to come and hear the word of God. Oh, but that's what they need more importantly than physical food. They need to know about eternity. They need to know about their souls. Yes, there are many food pantries and people who have seen them lined up. But yes, we have to teach the word of God. Why? Because that's how God has given it to us. God wants his word to go forth. We want that Jesus Christ was our example. You Bible students know the story. When Jesus would sit them down, Jesus fed them the word of God. And he told him, he even said, I know you came for the loaves and fishes, but Jesus still gave them the word of God. Why? Because it's important for their soul. He said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What would it profit you to have a full belly and Jesus come back and you die and go into an eternity in hell? The spiritual food. It's more important. And you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, some may not be able to hear without having a... You will. We can feed you too and feed you the word of God. Because God has supplied. And praise our God that he has supplied and he's continually supplying. Thank you, Lord. He went on to say there in verse 44, and all that believed were together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God. Thanks to God, we've got a lot to praise God about. Yeah, you may not have everything you want in this life, but he said he would supply all your needs, amen, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. We may want a Bentley out in the drive in the parking lot or in the garage, but that's not what God wants us to have. Amen. Oh, but he supplied everything else that we need. Praise our God. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. There's an old hymn we used to sing. That says, may he find me in my place when my king shall call for me. With a loyal heart, doing well my part, when my king shall call for me. Thanks to God, I know that we are living in a godless society right now. Many people think that going to church occasionally, simply believing in God, makes them a Christian. But the Bible presents a different picture and a definition of a Christian, true Christian indeed. But unfortunately, over time, the word Christian has lost a great deal of its significance. And it is often used of someone who is religious or who has a high moral value, but they may not be a true follower of Jesus Christ. Many people who do not believe in and believe and trust in Jesus Christ consider themselves Christian. You could go out on the street today and take a survey, and you'll have so many people, you'll ask them, are you a Christian? They'll say, yes, I am. I believe in Jesus. Oh, there's more to it than just us saying we believe in Jesus. It's about living a life, a lifestyle change, a lifestyle that's different than what it used to be, a lifestyle that says that I'm a child of the Most High God, a lifestyle that draws folks to you and that they want to ask you, where do you go to church? Are you a child of God? A lifestyle that when you pray for someone, they know that that prayer is going to go through. They know that that prayer is going up to heaven and God is going to answer. Why? Because he said the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And when you are a child of God indeed, you know that you are righteous and holy before Almighty God and your prayers are going to avail much. You might be saying, well, Sister Renee, there's some prayers we see that God had, oh, God has already answered. He's just waiting for us to settle down. He's just waiting for us to wait on him. He's just waiting for us not to run ahead of him, but to allow him to work it out to his glory and to his honor. Do you believe that, saints of God, that our God is able to work it out? Yeah, you may look around and say, well, sister, you've been suffering with you. That's all right. I heard brother say in one message or brother say in a prayer, this might be a thorn of my flesh. I don't know. Maybe God needs to have me humbled down. And I thank God if that's the way God wants to use it. I say to God be the glory for great things he has done. Oh, he still allowed me to walk around. He still allowed me to be in the house of the Lord. Oh, you may see me limp a little bit. You may say to me, as Sister Blake said, get you a cane, and I've got to get one so I'll be able to walk. But I'm going to walk in the spirit. I'm going to still walk in Jesus' name. Oh, I may lay down at night, as Sister Lawrenceine shared with me the other day, and that even the sheets are so heavy on my foot, but I still can give praise and glory and honor to Almighty God. I may not be able to fit all my shoes that I have in the closet, but God is able to put something upon my feet if I have to walk in here with a sock on my foot. But I'm going to praise him, and I'm going to thank him. Why? Because God has been so good to me. God has answered prayers. I've seen prayers answered. Oh, I've seen how God has brought many through. All those saints of God, and I've shared this with you before. I know there are many that are not able to be with us on Tuesday. Oh, but when these saints get down to praying, praise God. Oh, you can just feel how you tremble within your soul at the prayers that God has going up on Tuesday. And saints, they don't come in here and just rush in and rush out. No, the saints come in as long as God is offering up the prayers. The saints are praying to Almighty God. Praise our God. Oh, yes, it's a season of prayer. And we're not forgetting about those that are outside praying along with us. Oh, every Tuesday, I believe it is, every time we come, we say, remember Brother Byron, who's praying right along with us, stopped along the side of the road. Remember Sister Smith. Remember all the saints. All your names, every name is called out. Oh, brother, remember Brother William and his family. Remember this one's family. We're praying for families overseas, praying for families and clusters of family members all the way down to the youngest. The saints of God are calling out their name. Why? Because we believe in a God that is able
to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us. Do you believe that this afternoon? Praise our God. And we have every right to know that being a Christian indeed is a high calling for you and I. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, our nation right now is in a sad situation. People are going to church this day. Many, they are walking around and they don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Many believe that they can work their way into the kingdom of God. But the Bible teaches us that good works cannot or are not acceptable to God. Salvation comes solely by faith. You cannot buy your way into heaven. You cannot be good enough to get to heaven. You cannot work hard enough to get to heaven. However, you can believe in Jesus and be saved by grace and be declared righteous by the Heavenly Father and go to heaven when you leave this life. We're told in Titus, the 3rd chapter, in the 5th verse, Paul was there with young Titus, and Paul was teaching him with another minister that Paul was working with. And look at what Paul said there in the Word of God, verse 5. He said, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. Praise God. Praise God. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. See, that's how we are saved. Praise our God. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy, by the Holy Spirit of God. Praise our God. Then he went on to say, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Oh, but he didn't stop there. He said that being justified by his grace. See, for by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Praise our God. He said we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Oh, I thank God I'm an heir. Oh, I thank God I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Praise our God. As Christians indeed, we have been born again by God. And we have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. As we quoted Ephesians 2, verse 8, when it says, for by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. True Christian is a person who has put faith and trust in the person and work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, including his death on the cross as payment for our sins, and his resurrection on the 3rd day. We're told in John, the 1st chapter, and verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Praise our God. You see, the mark of a true Christian indeed is love for others and its obedience to God's eternal word. A true Christian indeed is a child of God. We are part of God's true family. We've been given a new life in Christ Jesus. We have received a change life that has resulted in a change in our walk, in the way we talk, in the way we conversate with others, in the way we live our lives in this world. We are called upon, and Sister said this so beautifully in our exhortation after reading the scripture reading, we are called upon to put off once for all the ways of the old man, who is just growing worse day by day. We are called upon to put on once for all the new man, who has been created in righteousness and true holiness. There's that word again, true holiness. Why? That lets us know that there must be a false holiness. And we see it every day in our world. When we came to faith in Jesus, we learned a new way of life. This is what Paul was saying in our scripture reading. When we came to Christ, we experienced a change of heart that resulted in a profound change of mind. Look at what he says in verse 23. He said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Oh, you think about it. Our mind has to change, from that old man to a new man in Christ Jesus. That with a new mind, God has put a new desire within us that makes us want to live differently than we used to live. That is why we look different. That's why we dress differently, saints. That's why we talk differently than we did before. Praise our God. See, as true Christians indeed, we are one that undeniably, without a doubt, are a follower of Jesus Christ. One that has totally surrendered our lives to the cause of Jesus Christ. We've been baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Praise God. Meaning we have the feeling and empowerment of the Holy Spirit of promise. And we have a burning love for the things of God. See, a Christian indeed is one that is clothed with the Lord Jesus Christ. We reveal God's glory each and every day. Every time we walk out of our homes, we reveal the glory of God to this old dark world in which we are living. We live righteous lives, holy lives, upright lives before others in this world that they can see God, our Father. We're told in Matthew, the 6th chapter, these words. You know, people want to know all the time, well, what can I do for God? What can I do for Jesus Christ? What can I do for the kingdom of God? Well, look what Jesus said. He tells us that we are the light of the world. And he says in verse 16, he just tells us this is what Jesus wants us to do. He said, let your light so shine before men. And that's, excuse me, I said Matthew 6, but it's Matthew 5 and verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Oftentimes hear people say, well, I just want to know what I can do for the kingdom of God. Let your light shine. Let someone know that you are a child of God. Let someone know you've been delivered from your sin by the way you are now living your life. Yeah, we all had a past, saints. All of us were out there in this old world. And we have those that know us and old friends that we used to hang with, old buddies that we used to run with. And oh, they're still out there and they're still lurking around. But oh, we don't have to join up with them. Oh, we can let them know I'm now a child of the King. I don't do that. Many may say, well, you used to do. Yeah, but I am not proud of that either. Oh, now that I know Jesus, I thank God and sisters that by the grace of God, I am what I am. I thank God that he didn't take me in my sin. Because, you know, when we were out there in sin, we thought we were living it up. But, oh, my, my, my. Now that we are saved, we are so thankful. I know I am, saints of God. I am grateful to the mighty hand of God. I'm grateful that we had a pastor and Elder Wilbur who taught the word of God. We had a pastor that did not play around in the pulpit. You see, God didn't bring me here to entertain you. God didn't bring me here to make you feel good in your spirit. But what God brought me here to do was to teach the word of God. And you may say, well, Sister Renee, if you're teaching the word, how come I not can't feel good in my spirit? Oh, when you eat up this Bible, when you get into the word of God, it might be a little bitter for your belly. Oh, that's what John said back in Revelation, that 10th chapter. Turn with me for a moment and look at what he said there. He said in verse 8, he said, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. He said, and I went unto the angel and said unto me, give me the little book. Oh, praise our God. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter. Oh, saints of God, sometimes when the word of God gets down there, it will make the belly bitter. He said, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. Praise our God. Have you found that to be so? That God's word is sweet as honey. You know, some of us put a little honey in our tea to sweeten it up. That's how God's word is. It may get down there because there might be some dross that God is trying to get out. There may be something still lurking around in the belly of a saint of God. And God wants that out of us. Why? Because God wants us to live righteously and soberly in this present world. Praise God. He wants us to be a Christian indeed. Praise our God. Oh, they may be able to talk about when what you used to do, but they can't put a finger on your life right now. Amen. Praise our God. Christian, indeed, we walk and conduct our lives as Jesus did. when Jesus was here on this earth. We're told in 1 John, the second chapter, verse 6, these words. Praise our God. He said, he that saith he abideth in me ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. How did our Savior walk? Oh, the Bible in another scripture said he knew no God, neither was sin found in his mouth. Oh, Jesus Christ was our example, saints. Praise our God. Thank God that the word is left on record. And look at what he said. He said, brethren. See, he's speaking to the brethren. He said, I write no new commandment unto you. See, this is nothing new to us. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. There's not, when we read the word of God and he tells us to walk as Jesus walked, this is not a new commandment because it's in 1 John. It's throughout the entire Bible how God has said for us to walk. What do you mean, Sister Renee? Even back in Genesis, God told Abram, he said, walk before me and be thou what? Oh, that's what God expects from you and I. He wants perfection in our walk with him. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, nobody's perfect. Well, God's not talking about erasers and pencils. Yeah, we may make a mathematical error, but this is what God is talking about. It's perfect love in God, perfect way of living our lives for Almighty God. We're not running around dipping and diving and trying to hide away from things that we're doing wrong. No, everything is above board. Everything is honest. Everything we do, we don't go in and try to take advantage of someone or take something from someone. No, we let them know that doesn't belong to me, but that belongs to you. Oh, you didn't charge me enough. Oh, when I was out there in sin, I may have walked away with a couple 20s. But oh, now that I'm saved, oh, not this girl, not this child of God that I am today. Oh, when someone gives me more, I turn around and I hand it back and say, this is not mine. Praise our God. That's how we are today. Praise our God. Praise God. I know, saints of God, what God saved me from. I thank God for it. Amen. Oh, I thank God for salvation. He said, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Oh, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how can that be? Because we are told in the beginning was the word. Amen. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this life and being a Christian indeed. Well, in the life that is living a righteous and holy life in this present world. See, those of us who are true believers, we must get to the point that we believe that Jesus Christ is the spiritual garment that we should never be without. We should always have on Christ Jesus. You see, God has a plan of salvation that was designed by God himself to bring mankind to him through his son, Jesus Christ. He didn't come here to save us in our sin, but he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came, he died on a cruel cross, all for the remission of our sins. Praise our God. That's what Jesus did for us. That was God. That's God's plan of salvation. That was designed by God himself to bring mankind to him through his son, Jesus Christ. We're told in Romans, the fifth chapter, these words. Praise our God. Trust you're still following along with me. It says these words, starting in verse 1 of Romans, the fifth chapter. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Thank God for that peace. You know, our world is walking around and talking about peace. They want peace. We want peace between the East and the West. We want peace between this one and this country and that country. Oh, but we have peace when we've been justified by faith with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Praise God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. You may say, oh, Sister Renee, how do we glory in tribulation? We glory because we know God is going to bring us through. Amen. For the trying of our faith worketh what? Patience. Oh, that patience may have her what? Perfect work in you and I. He said, knowing that tribulation work of patience and patience experience. See, when you go through something, and I believe, I don't know if it was Sister Blake or Brother Byron that said it. I believe it was Sister Blake on last Lord's Day in the beautiful message that God gave her on yielding to God's way. Sister said in that message, she said, if you have never gone through anything, if you have never experienced anything, how can you know that God is able? You got to go through something to know that God is able to bring you through it. Amen? Oh, you may say, well, Sister Renee, that's a little switch on word. No, that's just the way it has to be. Because if you walk around this life and everything's a flowery bed of ease, how can you tell someone? How can you be in the trenches and say to someone, oh, this is what God has done for me? But when you've gone through something, you're able to sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and you're able to give a reason for the hope that lies within you. You're able to tell someone what God has brought me through. You're able to say, you know, when I was out there in the world, and we don't do it because we glory in what we used to be. No, saints of God, what we're saying, we tell somebody about what God delivered us from. Some of us may have been delivered from cigarettes. Some of us may have been delivered from drinking. Some of us may have been delivered from fornication, adultery, whatever it is God delivered us from. You can share that with someone else who may be struggling, who may not think that God is able, but our God is able, as we said before, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. But we've got to trust in Almighty God. We put our trust in mankind. We put our trust in the things of this world. Many of us go into the bank and we hand them all of our money, and that's because they said that it is federally insured. But you don't know who's on the back end taking your money and stealing it from you. But one thing, I can put my soul in the bank of heaven and know that my God, what he said in his word is true and it's going to come through. Why? Because Jesus told me. He said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. But before that, he said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. So I can believe in God. I don't have to worry about God stealing anything from me. Amen?
Amen.
I can put all my trust in him and know that my God is able to bring me through. I can get up in the morning and know that he woke me up, allowed me to see the dawning of a new day. Oh, and he's clothed me in my right mind. Oh, he's blessed me with a roof over my head. He's given me food. He's given me clothing. Why? Because he promised me in the word of God. Oh, he's promised me. That's why David could say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's why he could go over in the Psalms and he could say, I was once young. Now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That's what Sister was talking about. We don't have to worry about it. Why? God said our bread and water is sure. Why? Because Matthew 6:33. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God. When we've done what God has said for us to do, our God is going to come through for us. Do you believe that, saints of God? Oh, he's going to come through in a mighty way. We don't have to beg God. We don't have to scream at God. We don't have to get out and shout. All we have to do is trust him and be true and see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. When you've done your best, let Jesus do the rest. But you keep your eye on the goal. Praise God. Praise our God. Keep your eye on Jesus. Don't turn away from Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. He's able. Salvation is deliverance from an old life of sin to a new life in Christ Jesus. Throughout the Bible, we are given a crystal clear picture of God's perfect plan of salvation. And that's from Genesis to Revelation. God has revealed his plan to mankind. And the fulfillment of his plan is manifested in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. God's plan of salvation was predetermined by the Godhead. We are told in 2 Timothy, turn with me there for a moment. Chapter 1, praise our God. Praise our God. I know Brother Maurice said he turned up the air up here, but oh, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is working in me, brother. Amen. Praise our God. He said in 2 Timothy 1 that before the world began that he had a plan. Look at what he said in verse 9 of that scripture. It lets us know who does the saving. Paul says there, knowing this, praise our God. And I'm going to write scripture. Let me go to 2 Timothy. I was in 1 Timothy there. Oh, praise our God. Verse 9 says, who has saved us, meaning God has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works. You see, when we say that we are saved, we are saying that we have been delivered from the depths of sin and are saved from the wrath of God. When God saves us, he does not halfway save us. We don't have a split allegiance between God and the world. Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, and you know it well. We're going to come back to Timothy. But Jesus said these words in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 24. He said, no man can serve two masters. You see, this is what's going on in our world today, saints of God. People are trying to serve God and trying to serve the devil. They got one foot thinking in the kingdom of God and the other foot out in the world. You can't do that. He said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and the world. Also, we're told in 1 John, the 2nd chapter and the 15th verse. Oh, praise our God. People say, well, you know, sister, I can't live like that. Look at all this world. God has all this world out here for us to see. Yeah, God has it out there for us to see, but he didn't want us partaking of all the things that are going on. Paul said everything is not advantageous for us. Praise our God. Look what he said here, in 1 John 2:15. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Look at right now. People were running crazy the other day trying to win that $1 billion. Was it Powerball or something? One of them, they were trying to win lines around lines. People lined all up. And then they said only one ticket was sold with the winning number. And now a lot of people are broke. They went in there and gave up their money to try to win and all them different odds. And this is what, love not the world. See, this is how the world keeps you in the world. The world draws you by all these Powerballs and Mega Millions and all these kind of things, and people are running after it. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I could use a little money. Oh, but if you can't, just ask God. He said he'll supply all your needs. Everything you need, God's going to make sure you have it. Amen. I found that to be so. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, God can make gas stretch all week long. A tank of gas. Praise our God. He can make Cheerios or Frosted Flakes last for a whole week. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, God can do it. Amen. Oh, I'm trusting him and be true and see what he'll do. Amen? That's Sister Smith's song, trusting. God is able. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. This is scripture. This is not Sister Renee. This is the word of God. He said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. This is why we're seeing all these things, hearing all this stuff in the news. People killing, and this one's killing, and raping this one, and raping that one. Because the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And then he went on to say there, and the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. See, this world and all of its evilness is going to pass away. But when it passes away, where are you going to be standing with God? Amen? I know where we're going to be standing with God. Praise our God. He said, little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Oh, my, my, my. It's a time in which we are living right now. Also, we're told in Hebrews 7, verse 25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, just like God doesn't have save us, that come to God by him. Him is Jesus Christ. You see, the problem today is that people do not know what it means to be a Christian indeed. As believers, you and I have been redeemed by Christ through his blood. That is his death. It's important biblical truth that we got to know, saints of God. This truth is oftentimes misunderstood. People don't understand it. I know you've had it as well as myself in our walk, in our world, going out and talking to people. You'll hear people say all manner of stuff, and then they'll still say, well, I believe in God. I'm a child of God. I'm a believer. Oh, these words are thrown around all around us, saints. Let us know what it means. Praise our God. Look at what he says in Ephesians 1, verse 7. He said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. My, my, my. Hebrews 9, verse 22 says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Salvation message is that every Christian has been brought back by the blood of Jesus Christ. Look at what 1 Corinthians 6 says. Turn with me there for a moment. And verse 20, praise God. It says there, for you are bought with a price. Do you believe that? That's how our redemption came back, saints. We were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. When you are a child of God, your spirit is now God. You're not your own. Praise God. Praise our God. Oh, salvation was free to us, but it cost Christ his life on the cross for you and I. His blood was used to purchase our forgiveness. For Christ died to redeem us from sin. Sin owned us. We were in bondage to sin. We were slaves to sin. But because of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, you and I have been freed from our slavery to sin. Praise our God. And since redemption requires a payment, 1 Peter in the first chapter, and then there are several others in the New Testament, they remind us that what Jesus did to purchase our freedom from slavery. Look at what Peter says in 1 Peter, the first chapter, excuse me, in verse 18. He said, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold. You see, people want a bunch of silver and gold today. We want all that. No, I'm looking for all the pearly gates when I get to heaven. Amen? Yes. In that mansion. Thank you, sister. He said, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious. Oh, you think about it. You know, we walk around and we say all our new little babies, aren't they precious? But look at this. He said, with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. See, God didn't bring our salvation plan up on the fly. It was before the foundation of the world. He said, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in who? God. Then he said, seeing ye purify your souls and obeying the truth. Here we go. The word again, truth. I remember, I believe it was on a Wednesday night. Brother did a segment on truth. I believe, if I'm correct, saints. Oh, and you think about it. It's important to know the truth of God's word. He says, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. He said, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Oh, you think about it. We got to have zeal in our walk with God. Zeal in our walk, in our love for the brethren. He said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. See, it's by the word of God. That's why we got to get in the word. That's why when we said earlier, when Jesus said in John 17, said, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. You got to get into the word of God and to know so that you can know the word of God so you'll know how to live for God. Amen?
He said, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. We know that, saints of God. Some annuals come up, they come up, and then you have perennials, and you have all kinds of things, but they all fade away. But the word of the Lord endureth, what? Forever. It was in the beginning, and it's going to be in the end. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, praise our God. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. See, I can't come in here and bring anything to you, but I got to bring the word of God. Praise our God. Praise our God. In Romans 6, verse 18, it says these words, being then made free from sin. Oh, this is what many struggle with today. Can't live free from sin. You can't live that life. But the Bible tells being then made free from sin, you become the servant of righteousness. See, when you're free from sin, you're going to live a righteous life. Why? Because you know sin. Brother brought it out yesterday. He went over in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, and brother brought out that scripture. And I think if more people knew this, then they would stop running around sinning. He says there in Proverbs 8, verse 36, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. If more people know that they're sinning against God, they're wronging their own soul. All they that hate me love death. People are just out there sinning against God and everyone. You got people who profess to be saved and profess to be Christians and saying, but I can't help it but sin. God knows my heart. God knows I want to do better or do I want to do right. Well, just do it. That's all God wants us to do. You know, we walk around wearing Nike's clothes and say, do it. Well, just do it. Jesus said it in the word. All we have to do is do what thus saith the Lord. That's what God expects from us. That's how God wants us to be Christians indeed. Praise our God. I know I'm not saying anything foreign to you this afternoon. Praise our God. This is all God's word. Also notice the word being. When Paul said in Romans, that 6th chapter, he said, being then made. That word being then, Paul was letting us know that at this moment, you made a confession with your mouth. Believed in your heart that Jesus died for your sins, that you were bought and set free from sin. Praise God. Glory to God. He said, you became the servants of righteousness, meaning those of us who have been set free from sin have now become obedient to God's will. We have obeyed from the heart, the word of God. Saints of God, this is important for all of us to know. Sister preached last Lord's Day on yielding to God's way. What a beautiful message that the Lord gave her. When we yield, as she said, to God's way, we yield to his word. How do we yield to the word of God? We yield to it by making the word of God the final authority in our lives, by accepting its truth as the highest truth, and by doing what it says to the best of our ability. It is just that simple, what we have to do, saints of God. And when we do, we are yielding to God. You see, in this passage of scripture, in Romans here, Paul says what we must do to walk in righteousness. First, we must identify with the ministry of Jesus in the cross, in the resurrection. Then he went on to say we must reckon ourselves dead to sin and alive to God. Praise God. Then we must yield our members, our bodies to God. And we don't yield our members and bodies to sin anymore. We have a responsibility to see to it that sin does not control us anymore. We don't walk around in sin and doing things that are sinful. We know what's right. We know what's wrong. And God expects us to live that way. Praise our God. We do it by the grace of Almighty God. Grace leads us to walk in a way that is pleasing to Almighty God. It leads us, as Sister said, to yield to God's way. And it starts by looking into the perfect law of liberty. Praise our God. Brother James said it this way. Turn with me to James, the 1st chapter, and look at what he said in verse 25. He said, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. You see, James does not only want us to just take a glimpse of God's word. As brother said on yesterday, there are a lot of people who have Bibles in their homes, lying open on a table,
display in this Bible. And many times you will hear someone say that this is grandma or grandpa's old Bible. However, having that Bible propped open and not reading does not make one holy, nor does it make that home godly. It does them no good to display the Bible sitting on the table and you're not reading it or living by thereby. James said not only to look into it, but he said that continueth therein. See, when you look into the Word of God, into the perfect law of liberty, and you continue therein, he said, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Praise God. You see, we cannot see or hear God in the natural, but we can see, hear, and touch the Bible. The Bible is not just God's book. It is his word. Praise God. This means it is the revelation of his character and of his will for every one of us. And when we read it, we read his thoughts. Praise our God. The word of God tells us. Praise God. In Revelation. Oh, look at what he said. We're blessed. You know, people walk around all the time and they say, I just want to be blessed. I just want to be blessed. But look at what the word says. In Revelation 1, verse 3, it said, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Oh, we're blessed when we read God's word. We're blessed when we hear God's word. We're blessed when we keep the things that are written in the word of God. Amen. Not only that, we're told in Hebrews 4 and verse 12, God's word is living. Praise our God. It contains life and power of God in the form of a seed. He says there in verse 12, he said, for the word of God is quick. Praise our God. And powerful. Have you found it to be that? And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our... See, you can't get away with anything from God. Amen? You can't hide anything. The Word of God will expose your sin. If you get in and begin to eat the Word of God, he will show you when you're not living right. He'll show you what is not according to his Word. Then he went on to say, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his life. People think that they can hide from God. They run around. You know, as children, we grew up that way. We were running around. We thought we can hide things from mom and dad. And we thought that we could get away with it. Oh, but God saw it. Amen. And they knew it too. They didn't have their cell phone. They didn't have no iPads or no Nooks or anything, but they knew everything. Oh, they knew what you were doing. Oh, and sometimes they would even tell you before you even stood up to tell a lie. They'd say, before you tell a lie, I already know. Amen? Oh, that's how they were back then. They didn't play around with things. They didn't play around. We play around with these kids today. And that's why we're seeing them running around. And I heard on the news the other day, this one young lady, this is about the fourth or fifth time they've arrested her for stealing kids. She hadn't had the rod of correction. Amen. You may say, well, Sister Renee, she's an older child now. Yeah, but still a rod of correction. She missed a rod of correction. Because I don't believe that I would have tried that with the late Lawrence and Brother Lawrence and Sister Mellicent. I'd have been out stealing somebody's stuff and they arrested me. I don't think that I would be, I don't know, because I know how they were. They didn't play. Oh, and they didn't whip clothes. Shared that with you before. They went down to the birthday suit. How they brought us up, and they taught us. They didn't believe in that kind of stuff. If it wasn't yours, don't touch it. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for salvation. Thank God. We want to have the power of righteousness work in our lives. We must, as Sister said, yield to God's way. Jesus Christ, we enjoy redemption that bought us and secured us and freed us to serve Almighty God. What salvation is ours, saints of God. I found in my ministry that people today are totally confused about what it truly means to be saved. I heard someone say that professes to be saved, profess to be a believer, that there are some times that there's a cause for one to sin. And I thought, what cause is that? Jesus told the woman at the well, to do what? To go away and sin no more, lest what? A worse thing come upon you. Jesus didn't give no cause for one to be able to sin. See, when you say something like that, you're saying that God is wrong about sin. That things happen in our lives that give us a right or a good reason to sin against God. No, it doesn't. God hates, the Bible tells us in Proverbs, the 6th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. Look at what he says there in the Word of God. He said, God hates sin. God doesn't condone what's going on. May just say, well, why doesn't God stop it? Because of sin. You've turned away. If you read Proverbs, the 1st chapter, you've turned away from what God has said. Turned, said, and not all God's counsel. None of God's review. You don't want to hear what God has to say. And now we're going through the things that we're going through in our world today. But look at what it says there in verse 16 of Proverbs 6. It says, these six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. God doesn't like a proud look, a lying tongue, and we're living in a society that lying is just a sport now. You lie and get away with it, and it's okay. He said, in hands that shed innocent blood. He said, in a heart that devises wicked imaginations. You think about that song we used to sing. I can't remember it right now. I know Sister Melissa reminded me of it the other day. We have people out there right now. Their hearts are devising all kinds of wickedness, all kinds of things that our young people are getting involved in. And now we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out, well, how did we go wrong and how did they get that and how is that? Why? Because they have, their hearts had devised wickedness, feet that are swift and running to mischief. Oh, that's our day and time in which we are living. You see, you hear people here when there's shootings or something going on. Instead of people getting away, you see sometimes people running to it and wanting to stand around. No, get away from it, saints of God. He said, a false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth what? Discord among brethren. Oh, this is what God hates. God doesn't condone sin. So if a person condones sin, it means that that person accepts or allows or approves sin in their life and in people, other people's lives. Sin, we are told in Isaiah 59, verse 2, it separates us from God. Jesus said in John 8, verse 21, in these scriptures, I know you know, saints of God, that if you die in your sins and where he is, you cannot come. Also, we are told in Ephesians 5, verse 11, to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We condone sin in our own lives, and it will separate us from God. Salvation in God is not a once saved, always saved, as the religious world is teaching. When we come to know Christ as our Savior, we are brought into a relationship with Almighty God. Our salvation is guaranteed through eternity, but we've got to live. So Jesus said, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. That's what the Bible says. Salvation is a sovereign act of Almighty God. Where God took an unregenerated sinner and washed him, cleaned him, renewed him by the Holy Spirit of God. And when that occurred, we are now in God's family. We are children in the family of God. However, if we don't live righteous lives and we're living sinful lives, we will not still be in the family of God. Hebrews 10, 25, and you can read these in your entirety. He said, if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge. He said, there remains no more sacrifice. You see, when one backslides, they take their eyes off of Jesus, and they began to fix their eyes on the things of the world. You may say, well, Sister Renee, is there any example? Yeah, there's one in the Bible, and it's in 2 Timothy. Paul spoke about it. Demas, in the Word of God. Turn there just for a moment. I know time is getting away from us, but look at what in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, in verse 10, he said, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. My. He said, having loved this present world and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cesarean sins to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. You see, Demas, he turned his eyes off of Jesus. He fixed his eyes on the things of this world. And that's what we're seeing happening today. People are turning their eyes away from God. Brother mentioned it yesterday in the message. But the Bible tells us that in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, that the God of this world has blinded the minds of them. People's minds are blinded right now to the things of God. They've turned from serving Jesus. Many have turned from serving God. Many have turned from believing in God in heaven and believing in the Son, Jesus Christ. Many may not have served God, but there was a time when people truly believed in God. They believed that there was a God in heaven, but nowadays people don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe in something, somebody I've never seen. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, my. Then when we hear those who claim to be Christians who have turned away from God, that's why Jesus said you've left your first love. Many have left their first love, and their first love was who? Jesus Christ. But let us draw closer to God. Paul said in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, look at what he says, starting with verse 1. He said, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any times we should let them slip. Thanks to God, we don't want the things of God to slip away. We want to continue to be a true child of God. We want to continue to live according to God's eternal word. He said, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Saints of God, I know that all of us, we remember our past lives that we used to live. And I want you to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us right now. It's not about us glorying in what we used to do. Because by the grace of God, we are what we are today. And thank God for that. But when we remember our past life, the old man, it allows us to see how we ought to live now that you and I are saved. Paul said in Romans 6:19, for as ye have yielded your members' service to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity. You see, when we were unsaved, we were, as Job said, drinking iniquity as water. And many of us today are suffering because our bones are full of the sins of our youth. But now that we are saved, Paul says, even so now yield ye your members' servants to righteousness, unto holiness. Just as we used to serve sin with our entire being, now that we are to yield ourselves to the will of God. You see, when we were in sin, we were not ashamed or embarrassed by our sins. But now that we are saved, we look back and we think about it and say, oh my, how foolish was I? Oh, the things that I said, the things that I did. And I thank God that he didn't take me in my sin. However, when we lived for the devil, we lived like we wanted to. We did what we pleased. We made no apologies for who we were. The same ought to be true of those of us who are saved now in Christ Jesus. We should not be ashamed of the changes that Jesus made in our life. We ought not to be ashamed or embarrassed by our Lord and Savior. We ought not to be afraid to tell someone that I'm a child of the King. Praise our God. We should not make any apologies for living righteously and holy in this present world. Oh, yes, we should serve God with the same reckless abandon with which we once served sin. That's how we ought to serve God. But now that we're saved, many of us don't feel to serve God like that. Oh, God knows. God knows. Oh, when we placed our lives, when we were in sin, we placed our lives at the disposal of sin and the devil. And now we need to place our lives at the disposal of the Lord Jesus Christ, allowing him to have total dominion over our entire life. All praise our God, so that we can be used to the glory of God. Praise our God. Lord has given this to me again. I know I've said it before. You see, when we were in sin, we spared no cost for feeding our sinful habits. When we went out to concerts, we purchased the best tickets that money could buy. We didn't purchase tickets that were in what they call the nosebleed seat. But we purchased tickets right down in the front. We wanted to be right there. If you're at the football game, you want to be right there on the 50-yard line. You purchased those good tickets so you can sit up close, right? And you can be right there, and maybe even some of the basketball players or football players can reach out and touch you. Amen? Now we come to church, and we're going to sit in the last pew. Sometimes you got to drive folks in here screaming and kicking to come to God. That ought not to be. Now that we're saved. Amen. See, when we were out there in the world, we didn't care that it cost us $125 for a Coach purse. We went ahead and we bought it. But now, people today, oh, they're asking for extra money at church. They need a little extra money in the offering. See, when we were giving out that $125 to walk around with that purse, it had that little design on it so everybody can see that, you know, I got a Coach purse or I done spent all this money for this pocketbook. What about our soul? What about how are we serving God? How are we living for the Lord? Is our commitment to Jesus that same way? See, our commitment to Jesus ought to be far deeper and far greater than when we lived a wretched life to the devil. Now that we know that the devil was up to no good and the devil had no good in our lives, but now that we know what Jesus can do for us, we ought to be doing all to the glory and honor of God. Why? Because when we were reading there in Hebrews 2, when it says that we have a great salvation, Paul was letting us know the magnitude of our salvation, that it was so glorious, so vast, and what God is offering to you and I, that we have not even begun to comprehend all that God has for us. You know, we're told in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, look at what it says there in that ninth verse of 1 Corinthians 2. Praise our God. It says there in the word, he said, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Praise our God. Also in Ephesians 2, Paul indicates that it will take an eternity for the Lord to reveal all that we have in him. Look at what he says there in verse 7 of Ephesians 2. He said that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, we have been called with a holy calling. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I believe, saints of God, that this is what's missing when it comes to being a true Christian indeed. What is our holy calling? To live for Christ, to make him known to lost souls. Each day that you and I live in this life that we're living in right now in this present world, we got to take every effort we can to get those saved that are lost, to share with them about Jesus Christ. We've got to go to the lost. We've got to go where the lost is. We got to get down and be able to, when they come in and they may not know where the scriptures are, get out of our comfort zone, get out of our comfort seat and get up and go back and help them to be able to find the word of God, find the scriptures. Because, saints, we know where the scriptures are. We read the word of God. I believe Brother said on Wednesday night when he was talking about our meditation. See, we have the word of God. The word of God is being taught to us in Sunday school. The word of God is being taught to us in morning service. The word of God is being taught to us on Wednesday night and all throughout. And we're hearing the word of God. So we know the word of God. We've been schooled in the word of God. That doesn't mean we get lax in it. That's not what the Spirit is saying here. But we may have to get out of our comfort zone and get up and help someone else. And may have to go later on and say, Sister so-and-so, what was that scripture that God gave? So I can write down in my notes and I'll study a little later on. Because you and I are studying all the time. But now it's time for us to be able, after all of our studies, as Brother said on Wednesday night, to sit down and meditate. Sit down and take in what God has given us. Sit down and take it in. Why? Hide it away in our heart that we don't sin against God. Hide it away that we meditate and sit down and allow God, the Spirit of the Lord, to speak to us and to show us through his word how God wants us to perfect our walk with him. Praise our God. How God wants us to go on for him. How God wants us to continue to live for him who died for us. Truly, we thank God that God has been so good to us, saints of God. God has blessed us. He's brought us a mighty long way. And we thank God for all that he's done for us. To the lost this afternoon, I want you to hear what the Spirit is saying. The devil has placed in your mind of false teachers to teach that there will be a second chance for salvation after death. Not so. Not so. The Bible is clear on that matter. You got to come to Jesus right now. The There's no second chance after you die. If you die in your sins, Jesus says, where I am, you cannot come. Once a person dies, there's no more chances. The ideal of purgatory, a place where people go after death to pay for their sins, there's no biblical basis for that. Nor is he coming to set up a kingdom of God as has been taught. Revelation 20 describes what will happen to non-believers after they die. Look at what he says in verse 11. We're coming to a close. Just hang in there with me a little bit. Just a little bit longer. God has given this to us for a reason. He says there in verse 11, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. He said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. So you're going to stand, everyone's going to stand before God. He said, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead. See, you know, you hear people, oh, they died at sea. Well, the sea is going to give up the dead, which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead, which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their work. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. You think about it. Oh, you're not going to have no time to get right with God. When his voice is hushed and none of us know when God's going to hush our voices, now is the time. Now is the accepted time. The day you hear God's voice is his word. He said, harden not your heart. He said, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life, your name is not there. He said, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. My. One day every one of us is going to bow before Jesus and recognize that he is Lord and Savior. And at that point, it's going to be too late for salvation. After death, all that remains for the unbeliever is just as judgment. That is why we must trust in God in this life. The Bible tells us godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, it's time to come to God. When you come to God, you got to live so. During our Bible study week, our dear brother Maurice gave to us, shared with us a survey. And I know saints of God, all of us, and I have to look here on my phone because I tried to print it off and I couldn't get it print off. Brother Maurice shared with us a survey that showed us, as Paul said in Romans 10, that there are a people that have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Sister Blake brought this out to us during that time, that they have a strong passion, strong enthusiasm for God. They're enthusiastic about the things of God, but not according to knowledge. That's what it says in Romans, that 10th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. This implies that they are misguided or mistaken in their understanding of God's will and God's righteousness. He said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. My. He said, that they might be saved, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness, unto the righteousness of God. And Brother Maurice brought this to us, the survey. And the survey, the title was, or survey was, majority of American Christians don't believe the gospel. The survey stated that the majority of people who describe themselves as Christians accept a works-oriented means to God's acceptance. The survey said 48% of adults, and bear with me, those who were at the Bible study, but he said 48% of adults believe that if a person is generally good or does enough good things during their lives, they will earn a place in heaven. That's not what the Bible says.
Only 35% of adults disagree. 15% of adults said they don't know what will happen after death. Brother Maurice broke all these down for us. 13% of adults said that there is no life after death. 8% of adults said that they expect to be reincarnated. 8% of adults believe that they will go to a place of purification prior to entering heaven, saying they done lived a sinful life all these years down here. And then when they die, they're going to go off into some separate room and be purified. No, that purification better happen right now. A mere 2% of adults believe they will go to hell. That's sad. 2% believe that they will go to hell. Those are some sad statistics, saints. I don't know when the survey was done, and brother may have said it, but I don't remember. But I don't believe much has changed today since that survey. There are too many today who claim Christianity or that they are a Christian without really knowing what it means to be a true Christian indeed. Many use this term so loosely. We're seeing it. They believe that being affiliated with a church, we said, or some type of a religious organization qualifies them as followers of Jesus Christ. Some even believe that they become a Christian because of some religious experience instead of what Jesus has said in John, the third chapter, where he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And in verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And as I was studying this message, you know, in the Bible, Jesus never used the word Christian to describe his followers. However, he used the term disciple. But the name Christian means belonging to Christ. It is synonymous with the word disciple. The word Christian appears to have been invented by those outside of the church. I was reading that it's a possibility that it may be a derogatory term, because the first instance of the word Christian was found in Acts, the 11th chapter, verse 26, where it says, "And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." Then there are two other times that the word appears in the New Testament. In Acts 26, 28, Agrippa tells Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." And in 1 Peter 4, verse 16, it says, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." Therefore, don't misunderstand what the Spirit is saying. It is not wrong for us to use the term Christian to describe one that is truly a follower of Jesus Christ. But I just want to note that the early church, in many of the passages of Scripture in the Bible, they had other names, such as disciples. Also, we read in Acts 13, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. In Acts 20, and after the uproar was ceased, talked about finding the disciples. And then they called themselves saints. You can read throughout the Bible, saints of God. Also, brethren. Where Paul says in Romans 12, verse 1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren." Also in 1 Corinthians 1, he said, "Now I beseech you, brethren." And 1 Peter 3:8 says, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren." Biblically speaking, a Christian indeed is a disciple of Jesus Christ, and not one in name only. Christian indeed is someone who has placed their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, has been born again by the power of God. We belong to Christ Jesus. We're daily living our lives for him, daily walking in the likeness of Jesus Christ. We've counted the cost. We've got a total commitment to a new life and following Jesus Christ. That's what a Christian indeed is all about, completely and obediently following and adhering to the teachings of Jesus Christ. Sometimes people want to think it's some kind of magical thing. No, it's not. It's just about living for God, truly living for God and true holiness and righteousness according to his word. Paul describes the reality of being a Christian disciple
He said in Galatians, the second chapter, turn with me there for a moment. Look what he says there in verse 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. You see, being a Christian, you can say these words. You can say how you are crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Praise our God. Saints of God, being a true child of God means there's a change that has come over us. Means that we are no longer what we used to be. But as 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. As we close, saints, I look in the mirror. The same face that has looked at me for 62 years is still looking back at me. However, I know that the old man of sin has been changed into a new man by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't make that claim. I'm not boasting about that. Because as Paul said in the Word of God, by the grace of God, there go I. I am what I am. I know that there's still room in all of us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. But in order for us to do that, we've got to get into God's Word. Got to know what thus saith the Lord. We got to know that God is able to save us and save us to the uttermost. That God doesn't save us half the way and leave us half in sin and half in the kingdom of God. No, God can save us to the uttermost. That we can truly be a Christian indeed in Christ Jesus. I say, if there's anyone under the sound of my voice, if you want to change, you want to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I trust there was something that was said this afternoon that will help you, let you know that you got to be ready to meet Jesus when he comes. Brother has said to us oftentimes, we got to stop getting ready. We just have to be ready. Be ready when he comes. So that when he comes, we're ready to go home with him. To the lost, he said, I stand at the door and knock. Will you open the door for Jesus so that you also can be a Christian indeed? God bless you is my prayer. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank God for his word. Amen.
Amen.
A true Christian indeed. And everything that God does is true.
Amen. Amen.
So God would not have children who are not true.
Amen.
Would not, even as the word was going forth. Think about this, being God being true, Son of God being true.
Amen.
I was looking at 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. Says, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding. That's what we got today. That we may know him that is true.
Amen.
And we are in him that is true.
Amen.
Even in his
Thank
Son, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
This is the true God and eternal life.
Amen.
So anything that's connected with eternal life in God has to be true.
Amen.
And that scripture said, and we are in him that is true.
Amen.
Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. So if we are in Jesus Christ, if we are in him that is true, then we must be true.
Amen.
We cannot be anything else but true.
Amen.
So we are a true Christian indeed. If we are in Christ Jesus, who is in God, then we have to be a true Christian indeed.
Amen.
Amen. There's no other way for us to be. There's no other condition of a disciple of God. There's no other condition of a child of God other than being true.
Amen.
If we're not true to his word, then we just aren't there. We're just not a Christian. We cannot. People try to label things very much, well, all the time. But we cannot be a true Christian, a true disciple, a true child of God. We cannot be true brethren without obeying all of the word of God.
Amen.
Thank God for his word this morning. Amen. Shall we stand? Shall we stand?
Amen. Praise our God.
Praise. I know that Sister Millicent had to leave to prepare for her flight. But if we would turn in the worship of the Lord to number 423.
Amen.
There's power in the blood. Amen. The only way that we can be true, the only way that we can be purged is through the power of the blood of our Savior, Jesus. Number 423, there's power in the blood. Amen. Power in the blood to save from sin, to purge us, to redeem us. Power of Satan. Number 423.
Amen.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is wonders working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonders working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Help me out, my friend.
Would you be free from your passionate cry? There is power in the blood, power in the blood.
Would you go for a cleansing
to Calvary's high? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder working power in the blood.
Be true. The only way we can be made true is through the blood. We cannot be true in sin. Because if we're in sin, then we belong to the enemy of our soul. And he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. Word of God tells us when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own because he is a liar and the father of it. So we can't serve sin. As Pastor gave us the scripture, you cannot serve God and mammon. We cannot have two masters. So if we are to be a true Christian, then all sin must be purged. We have to be saved, and that's only through the power of the blood of God, of the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ. The only way we can be free from the burden of sin is through his blood. The only way we can win a victory over sin is through the blood. The only way we can be free from passion and pride and worldliness is through the blood. The only way that we can truly do service for God, be a true Christian, a true disciple of God, the only way we can do service that God will find acceptable is through the cleansing power of the blood. Amen. The only way, the psalm points that would you live daily, his praises to sing, there's wonderful power in the blood. And it's not just on Sunday where we sometimes may come for service, but living daily, daily for the Lord. That's the only way to be true to him. And that's through the blood. Amen, amen, amen. Is there one with a need this day? Someone who wants us to pray for you. Amen, amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Because we each need strength to walk with him day by day by day. Amen. We're told that there's one of the songs that we sing that says, I'll put my whole heart in his service and do all he asketh of me. I mean to live holy and blameless. A Christian indeed will I be. Amen. Holy and blameless. Amen. Amen. We thank God for this message today. That's what a true Christian is. Because in the day that the Lord Jesus Christ comes again, and the small and great stand before God, and the books are opened, and another book is opened, which is the book of life, and we're judged out of those things that are written in the books. You're going to have to be blameless in that day to be acceptable to God. We're going to have to be blameless, found blameless in that day, according to the word of God, not compared to some other person, but according to, did we obey the word of God? That's how we determine if we're true or not. That's why the word is preached. That's why we come to hear the word, that we may examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith, whether we are true. Whether we are true indeed, amen, indeed and in truth. We thank God for the word today, amen. So much for us to meditate on, amen. Scriptures were given today, much for us to meditate on, for us to examine ourselves according to the word of God. And it's not just reading and then looking at the word and then thinking, Lord, am I in the faith? Lord, am I obeying? Am I in obedience to what your word has said? Perhaps a way to start is to say, Lord, do I really believe this? Because faith must come first. Faith, our faith has to be mingled with the word in order for us to even obey the word of God. If we don't believe it, we're not going to do it. And that's where many people find themselves today. They say they do, but the heart says something different. Lord, and the Lord knew this. Because the Lord said, even in Isaiah, they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And that's what many people are today. We don't want to be found at that place. You know, the scripture says, you know, they come and they gather where God's people gather. You know, they say the right things, but their heart is far from the Lord. Because if that's where our heart is, God knows it. God knows our heart. Amen. So we're going to look to the Lord, thankful for his word that came to us today.
Amen.
Thankful that God has given us his word to examine our lives, examine our daily walk, and make sure that we are Christian indeed, that we are his disciples indeed, that we are his followers indeed. Thank God. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for your precious, precious word. We thank you, dear God, for how it was brought to us, dear God. It was clear, dear God. Lord, it was so that we could understand it, dear Father. Lord, so that we could examine ourselves, dear Father. Lord, because truly, Lord, we want to be your people indeed, Lord. We don't want to neglect so great a salvation, dear God. Lord, which was brought to us, dear God, through the death of your dear son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this word. Lord, you saw the upraised hands, Lord, for those who want to be, Lord, remembered in prayer, dear God. seeking, Lord, to do your will in its entirety, dear God, not halfway, dear God, but seeking to measure to all of your word, Lord, at all times, dear God, Lord, in word, in thought, and in deed. And so we thank you, dear God, for your precious word this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would strengthen us in your word. Help us to measure to your word, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would reprove us, Lord, where we need reproof, dear God. Lord, would show us, Lord, where we need to shore up things that need to be shored up, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. Lord, we truly, Lord, we want to walk rightly, dear God, in the light of your eternal word. Father, that we might even be an example of believers, Lord, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing and touching, Lord, Pastor Jenkins, to preach your word, to bring it, Lord, to our hearts and to our minds, dear Father. Truly, Lord, we don't want to be among those who are on that list, Lord, who call themselves Christians, dear God, but who are otherwise based on the things that they don't believe, dear God, that they should believe, or the things that they are believing, Lord, that have no part in thee. Lord, we want to truly be your people indeed, dear God. Have your way in us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your word, dear God, that ministered to our souls this day. And we pray, dear God, your continued blessings, Lord, upon our pastor. Touch her, strengthen her in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for her desire, dear God, her zeal to preach your word to your people, dear Father. Lord, that we might be fed, dear God. Truly, Lord, she takes her calling, dear God, seriously in thee, dear God, knowing, Lord, what you have called her to do, dear Father. And we thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness, Lord, and for her diligence in thee. Continue to bless her, dear God, and give her, Lord, the desires of her heart, dear God, this we beg of thee. Remember each and every one, dear God, and those, Lord, who don't know you, dear God, in the pardon of their sins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they receive, dear God, Lord, a portion of word, dear God, which will cause them, Lord, to step out in faith, Lord, and trust you, Lord, for the saving of their souls. Now have your way, Lord, and make us a blessing, and truly, Lord, we'll give you all the glory. And all the praise shall be thine, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. May be seated. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Dalton. Brother Byron.
Well, thank you, Lord, for being here. Thank you, Lord, for the message. Thank God for all we've been meant to prove in truth. Now the Lord said that in his word that you're made free by the truth. The truth will make you
free. Amen.
Not just word, but there's a lot of word out there. There's word out there going forth everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it all is the truth.
That's right.
The truth is what will make you free.
Amen.
So I thank the Lord today. Thank the Lord for the last closing on Christians. You know, because I met a lady named Tammy the other day, and actually she's doing fine. And I heard her say something, then later on I came back after I talked to her the next time. I said, you know, you said something that kind of, you know, tickled my ear and that in the way of listening. And I said, and it made me believe that you are of the Christian life. She said, I am. And I said, well, I want to say to you, I take my salvation seriously.
Yes.
And from there on, I started using words like, you know, salvation, disciples.
Yes.
But I recognized her first with the word Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you brought those things out about the three times that you mentioned there, I thought, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That the first time at Antioch, it was
right.
The fact that they were mocking them.
Yes.
Then the second time with King Agrippa,
mm-hmm.
You know, he was the only thing, and he was almost persuaded to be one. But Paul came back and did not say that. So Paul came back and said, I wish that all men be persuaded in this truth. That
yes. Amen.
Calling the Christian right. And then Peter was the only speaking up. If you're suffering for being Christ like or being a Christian,
mm-hmm.
Then let it be so. Mm-hmm. That, you know, so there was never actually seen from heaven that we were
right.
Christian.
That's right.
We just used them. And, but
but it's a good thing. It's not just like it wasn't deemed that we were called born again. So people call, sometimes saying, oh, that's been born again.
Mm-hmm.
So if I never called, maybe he was a born again.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Amen.
But I thank the Lord. When a man called me
born
again one day, I said, hey.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Born again.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Hey, praise God. Amen. 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 My minds are satisfied. Amen. Thank God. So true. I can say amen to the message, and I can say amen to the testimony.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Our meditation was found in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always open to receive funds. And we understand that a little over a week we'll be going into August, and so the time, last Lord's Day, Pastor Jenkins was saying, we'll be getting very close to the time for us to be thinking about that. I guess it was yesterday it was. And it's true. The time goes very quickly. So the turkey giveaway canister is always open to receive funds, and we understand that that giveaway, Lord God willing, will happen in November. No choir rehearsal today following morning service. But there is cake for July birthdays downstairs following morning service. So govern yourselves accordingly. First Wednesday, not this week, but next week. So that gives better than a week to prepare, to get your scripture or your testimony prepared. So first Wednesday, not this Wednesday, Wednesday this week, but Wednesday of next week. Bring a scripture or a testimony to share. Ordinance service next Sunday following morning service. Next Sunday will be the fifth Sunday of the month. So ordinance service next Sunday following morning service. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and then back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones, because we could hear the echoing that occurs. But again, if there's something that you want to say, you can unmute, but mute your phones when we start off. Make it so that everyone can hear, because surely we all want to hear for Bible study on Wednesday night. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures.
Amen.
Our thought for today, allow God to be your seatbelt and not your safety net when you need him. Amen. Amen. That's right. He's holding you. Yes. Yes.
For the message this morning.
Yes.
I do believe in the Lord, and he's working on me because I can't be in the service, but physically I'm not able to come. But I'm glad I get to hear the word on the phone, and it's beautiful this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Bless the Lord.
Thank you for your blood.
Amen. Amen. Shall we stand?
Okay.
Shall we stand? Sister Lawrence Fien, would you dismiss us with prayer and also offer thanksgiving to God for the cake as well.
Thank you for that.